head swimming, face bleeding, I crawled through the wreckage. My hands landed on her warm body. There was a short spear sticking out of the dead woman's back, right between her shoulder blades. Without thinking, I wrenched it out with one gloved hand. I recognized the alien spine clenched in my fist right away, because I'd been killed with one just like it once. It made sense, trapped here in the realm of nightmares, that this is what would be sent to end us. There were several survivors amongst the senior MHI staff here. If the Noctmar had been looking for one consistent horror that many of us shared, this would be it. It was the demons from Natchi Bottom. It was the creatures from the Christmas party. We were all going to die. My legs didn't want to respond. The explosion and resulting fall had shaken me badly. I needed a minute to collect my bearings, but I didn't have a minute. These things were too fast, too lethal. Once they got inside, they'd rip us all to pieces. Only since I was stuck outside with them, I'd be dead long before that. I'd fought these things once before. They were horrific foot soldiers of the old ones. They came from an alien dimension, with many different shapes, sizes, and capabilities. Some were small and fast. Others were lumbering, armored insect tanks. Others could fling parts of their bodies as poisonous projectile weapons, and every one of them were tenacious and deadly. It was only the intervention of me using Lord Machado's artifact that had saved our lives last time. There was no way I could climb up the jagged face of the building and get back inside without being speared. Abomination was still slung to me, but I was too dizzy to walk, let alone fight effectively. I could see dozens of flashes of bright color through the mist. They were almost here.
"Hear me? Owen, hide! Hide now!"
It was Julie. My radio was still working.
"They're coming!"
She could see me. Julie was on the opposite roof, watching helplessly through a scope as her husband flailed around stupid and injured in the mud with a horde of interdimensional insect demons heading right at me. Screw that. I didn't want her to see me die. My first inclination for most problems was to shoot them, but that would only get me killed here. Julie was right. I needed to hide. Crawling back to the big chunk of concrete, I found the partially crushed body. He had been squished into the soft dirt and was a real mess. We had no idea how smart these things were, and in any case, these probably weren't the real thing anyway, rather figments of our imagination made real. I had no idea if this would work. Grimacing, I lifted the unmangled arm, then lay down beneath, trying to squish myself as far into the soil as possible. "Sorry, man." I tried to stay perfectly still. I was immediately coated in hot, sticky blood. It was disgusting. It was infuriating. It was better than dying.
"They're right on top of you,"
Julie whispered in my earpiece, and then she too was silent, unsure if they would be able to hear even that much noise. I shut the radio off before anybody else made noise on this channel. Then I held my breath. There was a narrow gap between the concrete and the dirt. Dozens of demonic limbs charged past, claws ripping up grass, or elephantine feet smashing great circular tracks into the dirt. Bullets landed throughout the garden as the hunters tried to hold them off. "Fall back. Get to a choke point. Come on, guys, stay alive." There were hundreds of demons. The first wave of black and orange bodies hit the breach, only to be washed away by machine gun fire. More arrived within seconds, clustered all around the hole, twitching and moving like bees on the surface of a hive. They were too occupied with the living to search the dead. Yet, there had only been a handful of hunters inside that area when the hotel had been hit, not nearly enough to stop the tide of demons. Milo must have left more of his explosives behind to slow them, because a few seconds later, a final explosion rocked the breach, clearing the swarm off the wall and flinging demon bits in every direction. By the time the gray smoke cleared, the fastest of the creatures had already swarmed in after the fleeing humans. The spine-flinging warriors continued inside after them. But I wasn't alone. Now the claws around my hiding place were moving more slowly, methodically. These feet were smaller. The workers had arrived. Like 4-foot-tall, yellow, bipedal grasshoppers, their joints clicked and popped as they moved, and as I watched, horrified, they began pulling a body from the wreckage to systematically rip apart. Every direction I could peer through the gap, there were more twisted legs, dozens of them. A grasshopper demon took hold of the limp arm resting on my back and began to tug. I was alone in the middle of them, but not helpless. I slowly moved one hand to Abomination's grip. I'd take as many of them with me as possible. Please let Julie escape. That's all I ask. There were demons everywhere. So this is how I die.
Not yet, Z. You don't get off that easy.
My radio was off, but I'd heard the familiar voice as clear as day.
It can't be. He's dead.
Ray Shackelford killed him. I was fading in and out of reality. I was injured worse than I thought. Now I was hearing voices from my past. But was that Copenhagen chewing tobacco that I was smelling?
You're not in the real world anymore, Z. You've all been shanghaied into a place between worlds. He's killing you with things from your own past, things that are already dead and gone. Well, me and the other guys are sick of that shit, and here, we can do something about it. This evil son of a bitch isn't the only one that can cheat.
A demonic claw wrapped around my boot, and I was pulled from underneath the body parts and concrete. The worker demon grabbed the back of my armor and flipped me over. The creature loomed over me. Its pack of eyes flickered back and forth, and then it clicked hungrily as it realized I was alive. It leaned over to slice my face off with one of its jagged mouths. The demon's face exploded, splattering me with hot bits. A figure stepped over me and kicked the headless corpse aside. The man knocked a second monster down with the stock of his rifle. Another monster ruptured in a shower of yellow bile. He worked a Marlin lever-action rifle and fired from the hip, disemboweling a third creature. He kept shooting and shooting and shooting, driving the demons back. Somehow the rifle never seemed to run out of ammo. He was wearing MHI-issued body armor, bandoliers of individual rounds of .45-70, and on his arm was a patch featuring a walrus with a banjo. It can't be. I'd never seen these demons show fear before, but this hunter scared them. Screeching and chattering in their incomprehensible language, the horde retreated.
"That's right, you bugs!"
he bellowed after them.
"Run back to your master and tell him he's not the only one with friends at this party!" But you're dead, I croaked. Duh.
Sam Haven turned around and grinned at me from beneath his gigantic mustache.
But screw death. I've got shit to get done. Come on. Are you from my imagination? No, that's stupid.
Sam snorted, reached down, grabbed my armored collar, and hoisted me as if I weighed nothing.
Can you walk?
It hurt like a son of a bitch. I'd wrenched one leg on the way down. My ankle felt like it had been sprained, same one the stupid rag monster had torn up earlier. I wasn't going to win any races, but there wasn't time to whine about it.
Yeah.
He pulled me along, through the ruined gardens, through the evil, swirling fog, and away from the breached wall.
You've got no idea how much it sucks being in the spirit world watching my people get their asses kicked in the world of the living and not being able to do anything about it. We can't see everything, but we can watch those that we're close to a little. We're still in this fight. We just haven't been allowed to participate yet.
The red haze in my head had cleared a bit, enough to know that I wasn't imagining this. I'd been rescued by a dead monster hunter, and judging from the gunfire in the gardens, he'd brought friends.
We? See for yourself.
I was still blinking away someone else's blood, so it was hard to see clearly, but there were several men waiting ahead of us. Some were dressed in modern MHI armor, but a few were wearing armor that seemed more old-fashioned, and a few were even in the archaic, high-necked leather suits that I'd seen Bubba Shackelford in. They seemed somehow blurry. The strong winds didn't so much as muss their hair. I could have swore that it was Chuck Meade that gave me a small nod as we passed, but Chuck had died at DeSoya Caverns.
Terminate these insect assholes with extreme prejudice, Sam ordered. Be ready for him to throw anything at us. He will not let up. Keep the living safe as long as possible. They're counting on us. Move out!
The ghostly figures faded away and were gone. Sam carried me around the corner, where there was a bit of shelter from the screaming wind, and set me down with my back against a low wall. He squatted next to me, looking remarkably good for a dead man. I rubbed the blood off of my face and realized with a shock that the blurriness of his features wasn't due to crap in my eyes at all. Everything else in the world was sharp and focused, but the lines that made up Sam seemed to flicker.
How are you feeling?
Confused?
I was asking about physically, but that's understandable. Listen carefully, Z. You need to know that you aren't in this alone. There's a war coming, and it's bigger than just the living, and it's bigger than just the earth. A lot of those that came before you still have skin in this game. There are legions of us. Legions. But until the war starts, there's rules set that we have to follow, including not meddling with living. Ah, but you know I've never been too good with authority.
He chuckled. I raised one shaking hand and pointed upwards questioningly. Sam nodded.
Pretty much. It's mostly hands off the living world for reasons I don't get myself, way over my pay grade. But this place isn't in the living world right now. Nobody important has laid claim to this place except for scum that live here. So the rules are in sort of a gray area, which is how come some of us came here to help. We're buying you some time, but this needs to be finished by the living. I've got a message from Mordecai that'll help. Since the old ones messed with your head, you can read other people's memories. Think of this as a download.
Sam reached out, put his palm on my forehead, and snap. It was like getting a stun gun to the brain. But when the white-hot electrical vice grip unlocked from my synapses, there was a gigantic pile of new memories in my head. I'd watched other people's memories unfold before, as a result of my connection to the Old One's artifact, but never anything like this. It was quite literally an info dump, and I was surprised to see who it was from.